steer the ship and make sure it stays safe, because he's got a lot of people he has to keep safe. If someone distracts him, the ship might run aground, and then the people won't be safe, right? Or say there's an engineer on a train. He's got all those people's lives, and he has to watch what he's doing very carefully. If he doesn't, the train could crash and people could die. It's the same with a service dog. They have to focus on their handler. And if they get distracted by someone petting them or saying hi to them, then they're not working, they're not doing their job. And Cody and Tim had to go through 2 years of training, 2 years, and so that they could work together. That's a long time. And when dogs go through service dog training, they even have a graduation. They have to pass a test. And if they don't pass the test, they don't get graduated, just like when you go to school. So remember, next time you see, and you already know this, and I think that's wonderful. Whoever taught you did a good job. When you see a service dog, don't look at it, especially don't stare at them. Because when you stare at a dog, any dog, do you know what it means, what the dog thinks it means? He thinks you're challenging him. So don't stare into a dog's eyes, even if you know the dog. That means it's challenge. So I'm glad you knew so much. That's really great. Now you can go and pick up all the money that's in those along the way. Oh, yes, the picture. And there's one for you. And here's one for you. Okay, thank you.
Good morning. It's terrific to see all of you sitting out there. It's a beautiful day. We enjoyed the rain so much last night because we needed it. It was showers of blessing. Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Corinthians 10, 13. I'll be reading from the New King James Version and praying that all of you are blessed with these words this morning. No temptation has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. And when the temptations come, he will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Before we have our morning prayer, we just want to pause a moment and remember the tragedy that we had here 1 year ago. There are a lot of people in the community today that are especially heavy in heart as they have lost loved ones and friends that have lost loved ones. And so while Margaret reads their names, if you would just silently pray for the family and friends of those that lost loved ones.
Just hope I pronounced them all right. Lucero Alcaraz, Quinn Glenn Cooper, Kim Saltmarsh Dietz, Lucas Abel, Jason Dale Johnson, Serena Dawn Moore, Trevin Taylor Ansbach, Rebecca Ann Carnes, and Lawrence Levine.
Thank you, Margaret. Let's kneel. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we could come and worship you this morning. We're thankful for the rain last night that replenishes the earth. We're thankful for the rain of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning. We pray, Father, as we have come to worship, that it'll be acceptable to you. We'd ask that you would forgive us where we have fallen short. We'd ask that you would fill us with your Spirit. And that as we've come today, may we be enriched and blessed because we've come to worship. We pray, Father, that the spoken word, the written word, the hymns that we sing will all draw us closer to you and better equip us to serve you when we leave from here. Father, we uplift those that can't be in our midst this morning for whatever reason. We pray for those that are suffering sickness and illness. We uplift Mary Wells this morning. She's battling for her life with cancer. We pray that, that you would heal her if it is your will. We pray that at this very moment that she may feel your presence because we're praying for her. Father, there are many others in our church family that are suffering too. You know what the needs are, and all of us have unspoken requests. And so we pray and leave these with you, knowing that you will answer them according to your good graces. Father, we uplift Pastor McMahon this morning as he brings a message to us. May the message touch our hearts. May it draw us closer to you. And Father, we pray that that as we leave from here this day, that we'll all be ready and work hard for you as your coming is so very soon. And we long for the day when we can look up to see Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, coming to take us from this world of sin and recreate this earth. And one day soon, we know this will happen because the signs are all about us. Until then, may you give us the faith to keep us faithful until you come. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.